This is the first Sabbath of the year, and I'm glad that you decided to come to church, and glad to see you today, and I hope that you are doing well. Many people didn't make it to this new year, right? As you notice, we had a communion service, and we have a special program, and please be patient and continue in your desire of praying and worshiping God today, okay? I have a couple of brief announcements that I want you to be aware. The first announcement is in reference to Sister Ann Diggs. Due to her health, she's not doing well. She has stepped down as a treasurer of the church. She gave us that resignation last month in December. And the board decided that Brother Said Leon, Said, do you mind standing up, please? This young man here, he is our new treasurer. He will be taking care of the responsibilities. So thank you, Said, for helping us out with that. It's a lot of work, paperwork, and, you know, keeping the finances of the church on check. The second announcement that we have is also Sister Connie, the one who plays our piano and organ. She had requested that she need to be replaced, personal issues too. So we need somebody that maybe will be interested in helping us when coordinating launches that we do every month, at least once a month. You don't have to be an expert cook. The only thing that you need to do is just collect the food and just warm it up. So if a gentleman or a sister want to do that job, please talk to me and let me know if you want to do it, okay? The other thing that we need is somebody who plays the piano. So if you play the piano, we'll need you, you know, since Connie is spending more time with her mom and family, we need to give her like some free time. So please keep these challenges that we had for this new year in your prayers, okay? When we think about communion, the roots of communions are based in a Jewish festivity known as the Passover, right? What is exactly Passover? What do you remember? Very good. You had to go to the Old Testament in Exodus, and it's in reference to the people of Israel. They were struggling because they were slaves in Egypt. And as a last act, God is trying to get them free from Israel, from Egypt. So he punished the Egyptians killing the firstborn. In order for them to be protected, they need to put a signal in their house. And the signal was the blood of the lamb, right? And in the doors. And you remember the story, right? And along with the lamb that every family need to kill and prepare was another instructions. This is one of the most detailed festivities for the Israelites that God explained in the Bible. You can read the whole story in Exodus chapter 12. The Bible explains you what happened. But among the things that they used to do during the festivity is drink grape juice, and it was without fermentation. And it's a reason for that. Jewish people, they used to drink fermented, and even today they drink fermented wine, regular wine. But at that occasion, they were very careful in how they cleaned their house and removing all the yeast out of the house and everything that was fermented, including the wine. The wine was fresh. And you wonder how they had fresh wine. They didn't have refrigerators. They didn't have wells. How you have fresh wine without fermentation? Any ideas how you preserve the grape juice without getting fermented? Boiling. Very good. You boil the grape juice until it becomes like a syrup, kind of. It's very thick. And then when you are ready to use it, you just add water, mix it, and right there, grape juice, fresh, without any fermentation. And the other symbol that they used to do at the festivity, it was the bread, very similar to this. This is a pita that I get it from Kroger. This one had yeast. The one that they were eating was without yeast. So it was flat bread, easy to roll, to carry out. And in part it was because it was a reminder that the escape from Egypt was painful and that they need to be prepared to take some measurements, some sacrifices in order to make this journey. The journey, it took a lot from them. They had to abandon their houses and carry whatever little things that they can carry, and and move away from that country to establish the new nation. And so the festivity was a reminder of the whole escape and liberation from Egypt. Now, God instructed the festivity in order for them to keep doing it at least once a year. And like I mentioned before, wine was very common. Normally they drink at least 4 cups of wine during the whole meal. It was a very personal meal. It was intended to be celebrated among families. So if your family was too small, then you can join with a neighbor or someone else and get together and have the meal. Because remember, it was bread, it was wine, it was the whole lamb that they need to roast. So it was a lot of barbecue in the day and bitter herbs, right? And they eat the whole thing, the whole lamb. So imagine if you get to the meal all excited and when they serve you, here is the head of the lamb. Take care of that. Like, okay, let me start with the eyes, right? So for some of you that they are not used to these ideas, some cultures, they do that. You know, this is a different concept about what is food. I remember taking a group of students into another country and taking them to the market. And during the visit at the market, in these places, people kill the animals and the meat is exposed. It's not refrigerated or anything. So you see the flies and the dust and all these things. And here is a leg of the cow and here is the head of the cow and other things in there. And people go there and buy that stuff, right? And the kids, the students, they were so grossed out that then they started like gagging and whoop. And I had to explain them, please don't do that because that's very disrespectful. Maybe it's not food for you, but it's food for them. So you need to be culturally sensible about how you treat other people, right? When you are visiting other countries. So please open your Bibles in the chapter 12 of Exodus. I want to do some reading here. That I will give you an idea what we are talking about today. Chapter 12, book of Exodus, verse number 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month, that was the month of Nisan, this month shall you be the beginning of the months, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a land according to the house of his father, a land for a house, the household. So a few days before the festivity itself, the gentleman, the man of the house, go to the market and look for a goat or for a lamb that it was appropriate. It had to be without blemish, without defects. So, you know, both eyes, both ears, 4 legs, is moving and is making sounds that look good. Right? If the lamb was missing a leg, nah, no good. Or if he was limping or doing something weird there, no good. You had to get like a lamb that it was in healthy, good condition. And once this lamb is selected, they take it home. And during the celebration itself, they sacrifice the lamb. And they collected the blood and do all this part of the ceremony. During the ceremony, the first thing that they used to do was wash their hands. You remember that Jesus was criticized because he didn't what? He didn't wash his hands. So that was part of the ceremony. The men washed their hands and they all sit around the table. The table was very low and elbows in, feet out. The feet always away from the table. And the reason was a servant or somebody from the house was supposed to clean their feet as a way of providing refreshment for the guests, male. Male and female is separate. It's not like your normal meal at home that you had everybody together. No, male and female, they eat separate. And it was something where the food is in the center of the table, and you use your fingers, and you grab some of the food and eat with your fingers, right? I was talking to a friend of mine who was in Africa in December. And he mentioned that they invite the whole family to a meal. And they put like some kind of like a corn meal. I don't know if that was like a kind of like a grits or something like that. It was like a cake made corn. And the way that they eat it is everybody put their fingers and grab some of that slimy stuff and start eating it. And he was telling us that was out of his comfort zone. You know, but what you can do. You know, you are the guest in there, so whatever they're doing, he had to do it. Put his fingers in the food and put it in his mouth. And that was interesting for him. And so remember, you know, keep thinking about these issues. The way that we eat today is totally different in how people used to eat 2,000 years ago. And so the meal was very intimate. It was very personal. During the meal, they drink, at least I mentioned before, 4 cups of wine. They keep one last cup in the table. It was actually 5 cups of wine. The last cup was for Elijah. Because for the Israelites, they were thinking the prophet Elijah will come back previous to the appear of the Messiah, and he will bring the hearts of the children to the fathers. So they, in honor of Elijah, they keep a cup. So it's very possible that Jesus used that last cup to explain to the disciples about his covenant, right? He was explaining to them, this is my body, right? He took a piece of bread that he was left, and in remembrance of me, he broke the bread, and he started giving little pieces, and they start eating from the same bread. That was the symbol that he selected, a piece of bread that it was broken. And after he gave the bread to everybody, and everybody was eating, then he took the cup. You remember? And it's not like the tiny cup that we give you here. It was something substantial. And he drink, and then they pass the cup around. So everybody's drinking from the same cup. This is my covenant. You are joining now with me, and this grape juice represent my blood. So it's a very symbolic meal. It's a very special celebration there. And for you and for me today in 2019, why we continue doing this? What is the reason for us to continue celebrating something that ancient? So let's go to the New Testament here in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And you will have an explanation of that. This is Paul speaking to the Christians. He's telling them this is one of the reasons that we do the communion, right? 1 Corinthians 5 is speaking about how the sinful nature of the world can infiltrate the church. And he's inviting the Christians to stay away from that. Verse number 6, you glorifying is no good. Do not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out all leaven that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ is our Passover, was sacrificed for us. So he's explaining to them, we don't do the lamb anymore. Why? Because Jesus Christ died at the cross. And if you are a Christian believer, you don't need to go and kill animals anymore. We have somebody who died for us as our substitute, our Redeemer, our Savior. I was having a conversation a few years ago with somebody, and this person, as you know, we have Jewish synagogues, and you have Messianic Jewish congregations. For the ones who don't know, a Messianic Jewish congregation is the people who believe in Jesus Christ, but they want to follow the law and the traditions of the Jewish people. So it's kind of like a combination of the two. And I have to admit to you, it's interesting, you know, because all the things that how they do it and everything. But in my conversation with this person, I was asking her, why do you need to go back to do some festivities that they don't make any more sense in the life of our Savior, Jesus Christ? Because how you can explain to continue killing a lamb when you know that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is the Lamb of God? So you don't need to do that anymore. And this person didn't give me a good explanation. But I understand that that appeals to a lot of people, I guess because it's something new. Speaking in Hebrew may make you feel better, I guess, I don't know. And doing these old festivities. But remember, at the core of the whole celebration of communion, the most important thing that we need to keep in mind is how do you receive Jesus Christ in your life, right? And Becky was mentioned at the beginning of the story today, 2019, this is a new year, And I don't know if you do it, but I do it as a personal exercise. We always play some personal goals, right? I want to do some reading. I want to accomplish this in my health. I want to do these things for the church. I would like to do these things with my family. I don't know what things you would like to do. One of the things that we will be doing with my wife this year is a trip to Israel. I've never been in Israel. And I'm really excited and looking forward for this. I want to learn and see how things are over there. I guess it's a good, excellent experience. I will tell you more when I come back from the whole thing and explain you what I see and what I learn. But we always do these things, these new goals, these new settings. And my challenge to you today is, how about beginning the 2019 with our desire to have Jesus anew in our hearts, a new beginning, a new experience. Forgetting, remember, in the Christian life, we need to learn how to forget, right? And one of the most difficult things to do is to forget yourself, the mistakes that you make. Some of us had the tendency to criticize yourself so intense that you put yourself down. And I don't know if you have done that, but I had done that in my life a lot. I make a mistake and you continue pounding yourself. And you need to learn that every day is a new opportunity. So the things that you made wrong yesterday, what we need to do? You ask for forgiveness of that and you move on and trying to embrace the new opportunities for you. So the same thing with this new year, right? You have a new opportunity to embrace the new things. My prayer for you is that the experience that you have this year is a good experience. Now, as a church, we had many opportunities to celebrate together. And this is one of the opportunities that I always like to encourage all the members to partake. Why, to me, communion is so significant? And let me explain you this. I learned this a long time ago, and probably you know that too. I just want to refresh your memory. One of the things that we do in communion, every single communion, is the food washing, right? And what is the reason for the food washing? Your feet, I'm pretty sure they are very clean, right? And nobody here comes with sandals or walking for long distance, so I'm expecting that your feet are very clean. So, but why we continue doing that? It's because it's a symbol, right? Jesus was explaining to Peter, if I clean your feet, you will be clean again, the whole body. And so the concept of cleaning your feet is kind of like being baptized anew again. It's a new beginning. It's a new moment for you to start all this new year with opportunities. I don't know what is your concept about the food washing. I know some of you had so many ideas about this, and I respect that. But I would like to encourage you to always participate in the food washing. We have some sections in the back where you can do that. If you don't want to do the food washing, but you would like to partake of the communion, you are welcome to stay. Right? Communion at the Seventh-day Adventist Church is an open event, so anyone can participate. The only thing that I will encourage you to do is that you review your heart and look at your life and pay attention and take this act with the seriousness that it deserves, right? These are simple symbols, but they are very meaningful to us. Remember, the bread represents the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the grape juice represents his blood. So with that idea in your minds, I would like to pray for you before we go into the food washing part, okay? Heavenly Father, today, at the beginning of 2019, we are asking you, O Lord, to help us to move forward, to learn to forgive ourselves and to love ourselves the way that you expect us to do, and also, Lord, to love and forgive other people the way that you are expecting us to do. Thank you, Father, for this new day and for this new opportunity, and bless us all now that we are partaking in this ceremony. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, at this moment, I would like Brian to put some music, and all of you who want to partake of the food washing, you can do it right now.